Let me tell you that the Transportation Infrastructure Committee had a markup this last week, and about a 19-hour markup. But it ended up being very, very partisan, where always before, the Transportation Infrastructure Committee has not been partisan. It's always been, you know, because a pothole doesn't know whether you're Republican or Democrat, and bridges that are failing don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. And so we need to work together. Unfortunately, the bill that we moved out will probably not go anywhere in the Senate. Understand that this administration and the administration before has talked about an infrastructure bill that is more than just roads and bridges, which I am all for. But there has to be real, real clear what infrastructure is. Infrastructure is roads, bridges, waterways, our levees, how much farmers know and understand the levees and the locks and dams, inland ports as well as the ports on our oceans as for moving of goods that way, rail, air, water and sewer lines, and internet connectability to be spread throughout the nation, especially for our rural areas, is vitally important. Now, everything I just mentioned is all infrastructure, but if you look at the proposal set forth by the president, only 6% is road and bridges, and if you put all those other things I said, less than 25% of the $1.7 trillion proposal that's supposedly infrastructure is what exactly is in there. That's not and when I say they're putting everything in there, child care, other things that have nothing to do, that doesn't mean we not support those. It's just that's not part of an infrastructure package. And if we're going to be able to transport the goods, and vitally important to transport our commodities, then we have to have that infrastructure in place if we're going to compete in a worldwide market. My hope is that minds will come together, that compromise will be made, not necessarily compromise, but find common ground, and then move forward with an infrastructure bill that will truly help the United States, whether it's rural or inner city, but to allow us to compete on a worldwide market.